Here's Carl Floor talking with us, 93KHJ American Samoa's best music mix. Good morning, Coach Carl. How are you, man?
Good, John. How are you? Good morning, everybody.
I'm well. I just, you know, it's been a minute. I'm seeing what's going on with handball
in the territory. Yeah, I've been seeing
you in a while, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, the COVID thing kind of messed everything up.
It did.
Tripped us up. But, man, thank God it's relaxing a little bit now, and we're able to get back, you know, to our handball program.
Did you get the COVID?
No. No, I don't get the cooties, man.
Okay. Are you like fully vaxxed and boosted? And
I'm vaxxed, but you know, I eat a lot of germs and stuff. And so my
build up the immune system that
way.
Yeah,
I'm a believer in that. You know, okay. We were told not to drink the water back in behind a golf course. And so, yeah, I drink it every day.
All right. So that's what keeps you.
I think so. Plus, you know, the cooties are afraid of me, man.
George Carlin had a skit where he was always talking. He's like, you know, if you're always safe and worried about germs, you know, your immune system becomes weakened.
He's right.
But, you know, you keep it active. I mean, it's George Carlin. He's a stand-up comedian. He's also dead. So
yeah, maybe. That's true. So maybe in the end he was wrong.
Right. But it does kind of make, you know, you think about it.
Yeah.
You're a boxer. A wrestler, you know,
yeah.
If you need to be conditioned.
Yeah, exactly, man. And, you know, I've never been one of those people that are afraid to touch this and afraid to touch that or don't eat this and that. And, you know, a lot of people live by the 10-second rule. If you drop something on the ground, you got 10 seconds to pick it up and eat it. Yeah, I'm a full minute, man.
I always thought it was the 5-second rule,
and
you're pushing it to a full 60 seconds.
Well, it depends how hungry I am, man. You know,
right? Fair enough. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Have I not eaten in 12 hours?
I mean, all my life, and even my kids, we don't get sick. We never catch anything, you know. So, I don't know what it is. Maybe my great Samoan blood mixed with my Italian blood.
There it is.
Or whatever it is, the cooties, they don't like messing with us.
So we're on the back end of the pandemic now. Yeah. How are things going with your program?
Well, what's really working out well is I have actually two programs going on. So one is our women's handball team.
Okay.
And I call them our women now because they are the same girls that went to the Olympics and went around the world back in 2017, 18, and 19. They're playing in Los Angeles in August.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really awesome. It's out of 10, I have 7 of the girls that have been playing for American Samoa and so we're going to be playing in what's called the Southern California Cup, which is the United States' longest running beach handball tournament, 15 years now. And that's going to be in Huntington Beach, L.A. And it looked like a great opportunity for us to restart our program, and especially with the experienced girls. So that's what's going on. Most of our girls now that went to the Youth Olympics are in college. So they're all in shape, or the Army, they look real good. And they're going to meet up in Erie, Pennsylvania for a one-week handball camp and then fly to L.A. and compete.
What an exciting opportunity.
Great. And for me, it's not about winning on this particular issue. This is about getting back the love of the game. And because it's a 2-year layoff, man. I have girls that are moms now, you know, and what I wanted to get in their head is just because you're a mom doesn't mean you can't continue to play.
Sure.
You know, and for me, I love kids. So I always, bring the kid, man. I'll watch the kid. And you play?
Yeah, 20 is the age, you know, between 20 and 30. That's like peak athletic conditioning.
It is.
You look at most NFL players, major league players, they're always, you know, they kind of top out in their 20s.
Yes, that's very true, you know. And so it's I don't want them to get in their head like that they have to stop now because, like, I'm an adult or whatever, or I'm a mom and that kind of thing.
No, you're just getting started.
Yeah, so and they are. They're at their peak. So I have a really good team, and as I told them, this is not a winning thing. This is get back to the love of the game. The girls are experienced. You already know how to play. Most of them are in great shape still.
Who are some of the girls that you have?
Well, so I have
Naomi.
Yeah, I have Naomi and Naomi Aasa, both of the Liu girls, Jasmine and Lynette. And man, they're great players. I would match them up against anybody in the world. Those two girls, definitely. Of course, I have my two daughters, and Elsa Elzabad Elisara. So she is also one of our top players. She's also going to be attending. And then I had two other girls that made the team, but one had a death in the family, unfortunately. And the other girl has commitment to the Army, which I think the recruiters just kind of has her locked in. She could have made this tournament, but it is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam calls, you gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Well, that's if you're already signed up. If you're not signed up already.
Yeah. Oh, I have a child that is enlisting in a branch, and boy, that is years, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, all this stuff and hoops they make you jump through. This isn't the Army. This is a different branch.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's...
Yeah. And anyway, that's a whole other radio show.
I was hoping to... I don't know if you know this, but we actually had a free ride to go to Greece in June to play at the World Beach Handball.
I think you told me about that.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, it was COVID that stopped us. The COVID...
There weren't flights... When was this?
June.
Of this year?
Yeah.
What happened? I thought flights were open like since January.
No, there was another surge. And, well, there was that other second surge that happened. And then a lot of parents were freaking out and pulled their daughters out. And they didn't want them traveling around the world.
Okay.
So, you know, it's...
They kind of made the call on a local level.
Yeah, kind of understandable as well. But, man, did we miss a really great opportunity, you know.
Okay, I thought Greece canceled it.
No,
Europe
no,
has been
yeah,
open.
That was a great tournament over there. And then... any of the teams that went to Greece in June automatically went to Birmingham, Alabama for the World Games and played over there. And so that was a great opportunity for us, but we missed it, and not our fault. And I was hoping to take maybe three or four of our top under 17 girls from here to play with our women and to gain some experience, but that didn't happen. So... So some of our girls at Gannon University got some of the wrestling girls who are on
Where?
The team. Gannon University.
Where is Gannon again?
That's Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a nice Jesuit college, you know, and really big-time sport college, and academically, of course, too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of schools in Erie, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Penn State's got a branch campus. I knew that.
Yeah.
Looked at that way back when so that's a pretty happening place.
It's a real happening place, man.
So there's a lot of athletic programs there as well?
Oh, yeah. That particular school especially is their women's programs for everything from softball to tumbling to wrestling.
I want to say there's like minor league baseball teams and
they
stuff.
They do. I forgot
Erie.
The name of a...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there is...
it's like a feeder for the Yankees or maybe the Orioles, one of those...
Man, I can't forget the baseball player's name, the small field name after this one particular guy. I can't think of it right now. But
happened in sports town, huh?
Happened in sports town. Really, really a great town. So the girls are going to go there, and we needed three more players for our team. And so Stephanie got three of the wrestlers... who are going to be playing defense for us.
So she recruited wrestlers from Erie to represent American Samoa.
Yeah, isn't that again? One girl's from Hawaii.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, normally I'm not about bringing outsiders into our handball program, but one of the cool things is, and people don't know this either, is handball is actually played as a warm-up for the U.S. wrestling team, for Gannon. Like, there's probably 20 wrestling programs that, instead of making their kids run around for 20 minutes to warm up, they play full-out handball, modified rules with tackling and takedowns, and that's their warm-up program. And that's one of the ways I discovered this program when I sent my son to the USA Wrestling Training Center in Colorado Springs. He played this game during that time and told me about it.
So that's how physical that handball is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And that gets your blood up for your wrestling match,
Oh, big time, man. Because all the jumping and grabbing and you know, throwing the ball and blocking and they love the game. It's fun. So when it's fun, you kind of go a little more all out.
Yeah.
You know, if you're playing. And then the wrestlers, you add tackling to it and takedowns. And they've sent me videos of their wrestling practices, and it's brutal.
I bet.
I love it, man. Yeah.
So when is this happening? You've done these recruits from transcontinental recruits.
Yeah.
And you're going to bring them back to Huntington Beach, California. When is that happening?
So that's August 18th is when they go to their Airbnb place, and then the 20th and 21st is the other games. So it's pretty cool. I'm not going because I couldn't raise enough money for me, and I decided rather than take an opportunity away from one of the athletes.
Sure.
They're women now, 22, 23. They've already traveled.
They don't need chaperone. Yeah.
They don't need a chaperone. They don't even need me to coach them. To tell you the truth, right now I have that much confidence in
them. So you're getting back the dream team then, huh?
Yeah, it's exciting, man.
Okay.
And so that's what's going on. I did their whole itinerary. I got limousines picking them up, not limos, but you know, they're being picked up at the airport, dropped off at B&B. I got cars coming to pick them up and take them to the games. And then I also told USA Handball about what's going on. So back in 2013, I had one of the main USA coaches come here, and he lives in LA, so he knows my daughters, he knows the Liu girls, he knows Naomi, so he's gonna be like hanging around in case they need anything, and just keeping an eye, you know, on things for them. So same with Erie, Pennsylvania. I had the wrestling coach Coach Henry from Gannon come to American Samoa. Back when I thought we were actually going to have a wrestling program, how stupid of me! But you know. Anyways, he knows that my girls are going to be coming to the university, and so he's helping keeping an eye on them too. And then USA Handball now, because they're growing tremendously, and we know that it's going to be a NCAA sport by 2026. And so we're going to start an official USA Handball Club at Gannon University. And the six girls that are playing will be part of that club. And so that's a good way to open the door for our kids here in American Samoa.
Yeah, what are you doing for the ones here? Do you still have a handball program that is going on?
Yeah, I do. The last group I invested a lot of time in, man, and then I wasn't getting the same kind of commitment and dedication from both the athletes and the parents.
Well, Phil Jackson doesn't always get to coach a Michael Jordan, you know.
This is true.
You got different kids in different classes. So.
Yeah, and I understand that, you know. But in the bottom line, John, if you don't have the support of the parents, you don't have the support of the kid. And at 60 years old, I don't have any minutes to waste on anybody that's not into actually dedicating or committing themselves to, you know, to the program. Not everybody's going to be an elite player. We know that, you know. So I have a recreational program. You come and play for fun, you know. But when you tell me, coach, I'd like to have an opportunity to play on the national team, that's a whole different level, you know. So tardiness. No calls, all that kind of stuff is very hard for me to deal with.
That's a thing, huh?
Oh my God! Even today, I got up this morning at 5:30 to call the taxi. Okay, made my coffee, sat there, figured, let me call at 6:00. I'll be at the radio station at least by 7:00. I was gonna go to Turtle and Shark, have some coffee, sit there, and I sat in front of my house. I called the taxi 5 times. Where are you, man? I'm late, you know, and John, I freak out when I'm late.
Yeah.
Yeah, it bothers me.
You don't do the island time thing,
I don't do the island time. I'll never do the island time. You know, you can't do 50 years in New York and then turn around and just automatically do island time. It doesn't work that way.
Sure. Yeah, it's ingrained in you,
Yeah, being on time, being early, you know. I had hired...
What does the taxi guy think? He's just like, oh, he'll just... forget about me, or is he getting another fare somewhere?
Sometimes that's the deal.
Well, probably too, the weather. I think when the rain's real bad, that probably they don't want to go back there, huh?
Well, no, I got a beautiful new road there built by, you know, that one company that's, and so they love the new road.
Okay.
I always pay them more than everybody else before because I realize how bad my road is. So, you know, I square them up good.
Make it you understand then.
Oh, definitely.
You make it worth their while.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, we got to use our head, right? And,
yeah.
And if I was a taxi driver before, I wouldn't want to drive back there.
Sure.
You know, and so the road's really nice. The entrance to my driveway is horrible. I've been complaining about it, but I guess not to the right people. So And I had a taxi driver complain about the one bump. You know, I said, hey, dude, you had 100 bumps before. How many bumps you got now? One.
Right.
Be quiet.
He's probably trying to shake you down. He's like, oh, man, you know, if I could just play, I'll throw an extra five or something. Yeah.
But
so, yeah, it's hard. Or they don't call. But I mean, we got all these phones and Messenger and everything like that. Just, you know, shoot me a message. Let me know you're coming in late.
I
don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. They don't do it. You know, the tardiness.
You know what it is? Right? It's passive aggressive. It's just like they're so scared of any kind of confrontation or conflict. And so they just don't.
Yeah.
Don't tell you. If I don't say anything, you can't say anything to me.
Well, you know, I don't deal with it. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I've cut a couple of my best players because of that. And I kind of regret it a little bit today that I did that because they didn't have the opportunity to actually go to the Youth Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
But in retrospect, maybe they look in the mirror now and they realize why.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, you know, yeah. If I had my act together.
Yeah, man. You know, you have to call.
Right.
And you have to have proper excuses if you have one. And, you know, the bottom line. And you know me. I don't care what your last name is. That don't matter to me. You know, what matters to me is your dedication to yourself.
Yeah.
Really, you know, and don't waste Coach Carl's time. I always say that. Look, my dad died at 52, my wife at 39, man. Life, you just don't know when it's going to be done on you. So I don't want to.
That's why I can't. Every time I log into Facebook, man, somebody else is dying.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can't do it. Yeah. It's depressing.
It is depressing. But, you know, I don't want to waste any of my minutes on people that don't respect, time and what life you have, man. And so, again, I don't care who they are. I really don't care. You know, I've had people, you know who I am? Yeah. And guess what? I don't care.
Right.
Your daughter's not playing for me. All right. Because if you're too high and important to call me up, they just can't happen. Not happening.
So have you kind of winnowed through your slacker players and have gotten a good squad now?
Well, again, my women's team, they came through the ranks from 2000. Actually, they started this thing back in 2015. So they are the team for American Samoa. So I basically given up on the under 17 right now. Totally don't want them no more. And I'm working with 8th graders. Because that's for handball, when I went to Sweden, a billion dollars is being put into USA development for handball. The target date is 2026 and 2027. So 2026 is the Youth Olympics for under 17-year-olds, those are the kids right now in 6th and 7th grade, right?
Okay.
2028 is the Los Angeles Olympics. And Handball International realizes that they need the TV rights and the money from the Olympics. So they're putting a lot of money into developing USA Handball right now, with the goal of making it an NCAA sport by 2026 or 7. So I'm using that as my, okay, you know, forget about this last group, and I'm going to move towards a group that's going to benefit from being able to get into schools. And, you know, I experienced this with wrestling. When I moved here for wrestling, I came here to develop women's wrestling with my son, with my daughters, and obviously that didn't happen. But
yeah, you kind of stumbled onto handball, didn't you?
I did. They pushed me there.
It was an accident.
It was. Yeah. A great accident. I love it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's
well, you know, you get an open door, you take advantage of it.
Right.
You go full 100%, you know, and I know how to coach, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I did stumble on it, and it was beneficial. Unfortunately, none of our girls or boys were really able to benefit as far as getting into USA schools at that time because USA is not a handball nation, you know. But any of those girls, if they wanted to go to Australia, if they wanted to go to Europe, they could have easily. So the new plan for this young development group is to try to put as many kids, you know, into school, get an education free as possible. And I really see that happening. You know, we have a lot of smart children over here, and they just have to have a little bit of a goal. Parents that support them in that and understand.
Some guidance, huh?
Yeah. So I have a couple schools that are 100% behind our program. The DOE PE department is great, man. They want us to go inside and do PE classes and introduce handball. And I've just ordered $5,000 worth of equipment that I'm going to donate to the school and to the schools, I should say. And that's part of our program, too, now. Is every year I'm going to donate $5,000 only to the schools that show me that they're doing this. I'm not going to give them stuff to go get rusty.
You know? Right.
But if they're in it, and I'm going to help them. Because just like in wrestling, when it became an NCAA sport, you didn't even have to be that good. All you had to do was say, I wrestled, and you got a scholarship in the USA University because the Title IX says that women's sports have to be equal to men's sports. The simplest sport to do was women's wrestling because they didn't need any equipment. They already have the mats, right?
Yeah.
Boys, and that's it. You don't need anything.
Don't need shoulder pads and helmets.
Nothing.
That can add up.
The investment for universities to go into wrestling was so simple and so cost-effective. And, again, I knew that from being part of USA Wrestling.
Right.
So that didn't work. But at least my daughters were still able to benefit because we used to wrestle at night and not let anybody see us. And that's what makes this tournament coming up really special is I'm still connected to the wrestling program. I love that sport, man. That's my number one, you know?
Yeah.
And to now have these girls from the college university come and be part of our team is special to me. You know, and it's kind of really weird how the whole thing worked in a circle, you know? But I'm looking forward to it. I know they're going to be tough to score on because they're beasts, these girls, you know?
Have they been keeping up with their fitness?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because after high school, it's easy to go one way or the other way.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we did I did a fundraiser this last weekend during the Rotary Club golf outing. So,
okay.
I actually didn't go there. They changed their date from last week to this week. And so it may have looked like I was there trying to leech off of their tournament, but that's not the case.
Okay.
Me and my girls, we already had a plan to set up at Sue's store there off the golf course.
Yeah.
And so we did. And that turned out pretty decent.
When is this tournament then that's going to be your main focus now then, the one in Huntington Beach?
I want to go there every year. I talked about this to the girls, a couple reasons. The Olympics is going to be in L.A. in 2028. I want as many U.S. people to see our players between now and the time that we implement this NCAA program. Because I want all of those universities, colleges, I want to help all these kids. And I want us to be known for women's handball as well as football, American football, you know. And so the second reason is we play a little different. Me and because I'm more of a football coach, I guess you can say, or I grew up doing that kind of thing. And we kind of implement a lot of little basketball and football plays in our handball game. So our game is different than everybody else's around the world, really. And I don't want to play Australia or New Zealand for the next couple years until it's a qualifier that means something important.
So they can't grab your strategy.
Yeah, I don't want them to grab my strategy. I don't want them to see my girls. I don't want them to see how we play. And if all these girls continue to go to the American universities, so sending them to LA from USA is a heck of a lot cheaper than sending everybody down to Australia from here or... So it's a twofold strategy that we have for this particular group.
Well, sounds like you got some time then.
Yeah, I think so.
The qualifiers are ahead, just like pretty close to 2028, right?
Yeah.
And that's when the actual Olympics
For the Olympic thing, you know. And then there's others. It depends. There's the World Beach Games. There's the World Games. All in between. I was hoping to host the Oceania qualifier next year. There's a brand new beach court being built at Lions Park. And I would love nothing better than for our girls, our women, to show our local people, how good they are, and to play here on our home turf. And but I haven't been able to get a. I have to have our bidding process means I have to have the government behind me. So I need, in our case, the governor to sign, yes, we support this, and we would like Oceania to host here in American Samoa. But that's it. I haven't been able to do that. Every time I go down to the office, nobody talks to me. So,
which office is this?
The governor's office.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Maybe they're the people are off island or something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's.
I'm not complaining. It
it's
is
a busy
it
summer
is.
Now that these flights are open.
But time again, time. You know, every day time moves. So yeah. It's I can only sit around.
That is a drag going down there, and then the person you need to talk to, yeah. You find out isn't there.
So I thought it would be great timing to do that because of the what they're doing at Lions Park is beautiful. What a great investment, and the timing of being able to host a Oceania qualifier. Would be wonderful. Plus, I already know Australia and New Zealand would be sweating their butt off trying to play over here in American Samoa, and that's to our advantage as well.
Right. Yeah, you they're know. Just playing in the humidity.
Yeah,
the
I would schedule our first game at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Man. You know?
Make sure to do it sometime in like cyclone season, like November, when it's just like 115
exactly,
degrees out.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, know, that would wipe
like,
them out.
Oh, you guys didn't bring a cooler. Oh, man, I didn't know you didn't have a cooler or water. No, I wouldn't do that, but you know.
Yeah. You got to wonder if that's why Hawaii always struggled whenever they come down here to play Samoa Bowl, and it would be like right around New Year's, which is the hottest time of the year.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, this humidity is real hard to get used to, man. Oh. You know, and then to come over here, and one of the things I noticed about international sports, this I don't do, but this the world does. If you have a tournament on Saturday, they show up on Thursday, and then Friday meeting, Saturday games. No time to adjust to anything, the time zone, the humidity. For our case, American Samoa kids traveling somewhere for the first time, they're still all in, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and then you expect them to just play on Saturday at the top of their ability.
On AstroTurf when they've never set foot on. That's always a problem.
Exactly. So I always go, every tournament I've ever been to so far, I go a week early. I you spend my money, but no big deal, and I give them that adjustment period.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
JPS always did that, I remember.
It's
when they
a good
get up
idea.
There, they get up there and for like 5 days ahead just so you can
smart. Yeah. Yeah.
Acclimate to the climate, the elements, the surroundings for sure.
And so I know that if we host an Oceania tournament here, they're not gonna come 5 days ahead. They're gonna come in on Thursday.
And lose on Saturday, huh, Carl? All
right. Well, they're gonna sweat, that's for sure.
I gotta run here, man. Yeah. So Coach Carl talking with us. Any parting announcements that you have for us before we conclude our talk?
Well, I just wanna thank I'd like to thank the people that really support us, the average Joe who always comes up to me and says something nice and pats the kids and even the ones that don't like me but still respect the program and respect the kids instead of giving dirty looks to us like so many people did at the golf course the other morning, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I want to thank those guys, you know, for helping us. And Blue Sky offered sponsorship. And so I want to thank them. I want to thank Manu'a Store and Young Electric Services. And what I consider one of the best print shops, Tufunga, from down in Leone area.
And the governor's office.
And the governor.
Because they're going to see you today. You're going to go there today, and I know they're going to hear this and be like, I heard Carl on the radio thanking us. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Carl, no, you had to wait how long?
Okay. I always want to
come on back,
office.
Yeah, no problem. You know, yeah, come on back.
I mean, yeah, you know, gotcha. They've supported us in the past, so it's okay. I'm just going to do my thing, man.
All right. Well, hey, powers that be it Parks and Rec Governor's Office or whoever, it sounds like, you know, if we can get things rocking with Lions Park, this would be a great opportunity to draw in some gaming competitions. Because it's been a minute since we've had any kind of festival or sporting event here, like an international one.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally we'll get a football team to come. Like JPS was real good about, you know, they got Hawaii to come down here one time. But it's been a while.
It's
just inter-island competition. Even, you know, Samoa coming over here.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't really understand it or get it, but, You know, I don't focus on that.
But with Lions Park getting, you know, a major facelift, maybe that'll change.
I really hope so.
Next couple of years.
You know, because I totally intend to utilize it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be one of those vacant things that the government builds and it becomes nothing. I totally intend on using that and really training our kids. So we'll just see how it goes.
Good stuff. That's Coach Carl Fuller talking with us here. Is there a number that anybody can reach you if they want to talk to you or discuss maybe some of the things that you were remarking on today?
Yeah, they can call me at 272-1735 if they want to do that.
Okay, and, or your CJ Fuller Sangapolitele on Facebook too,
yeah,
right?
Or we have three Facebook pages as well. I have American Samoa Handball, American Samoa Beach Handball, National Team, all that. I'm very reachable, man.
Okay.
You know,
well, always good to catch up with you, and it sounds like you're staying active, and wish you all the best.
Staying active, man.
Get all right. Coach Carl Togwin, this here, 93 KHJ. Our time is 7:49. We'll continue after this from Blue Sky.